Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 248. The first organ that we take up during the study of the SBSS of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex is tear ducts. They release the tear produced by the tear glands into the top part of the conjunctiva and to the outer surface of the eyes. This tear is drained into the tear sac by two lacrimal canals curved in shape located at the inner border of each eyelid. From the tear sac, it is expelled through the nasolacrimal duct into the nasal cavity if there is excess of tear fluid. The lining of the tear ducts is composed of squamous epithelium originated from the ectoderm and is controlled from the cerebral cortex. Inside the cerebral cortex, the controlling center of the tear ducts is located in the premotor sensory cortex. There is crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, and therefore the right tear ducts are controlled from the left cerebral cortex and the left tear ducts are controlled from the right cerebral cortex. Their control centers are positioned close to the brain relays of the eyelid gland ducts. Biological conflict of the tear ducts is also a sort of separation conflict, specifically explained as wanting to be seen or not wanting to be seen. That means the person feels that he is not noticed, is overlooked, is visually ignored, not allowed to be seen, or he wants to be invisible, fears of getting caught, as in cases of criminal, sexual or cheating acts. During the conflict active phase, there is ulceration in the epithelial lining of the tear ducts, depending on the degree and duration of the conflict activity. This cell loss is with the biological purpose of widening of the ducts to increase the flow of tears. Shiny eyes makes one more eye-catching and in nature more attractive to mates. There will be teary eyes with pain in the affected tear ducts. More the acuteness, more will be the tears and the pain. During healing, the lost cells are replaced through cell proliferation with edema, swelling, fluid accumulation, etc. This can lead to complete obstruction of the tear ducts, causing dryness of the eyes. If this condition becomes chronic with a continual conflict activity and healing, this dryness of eyes is known as Sjogren's or Sicca syndrome. Remember here that the dryness of eyes can be associated with the programs of tear glands, eyelid gland ducts, conjunctiva, and even with the Sjogren's of mouth and its symptoms of dry mouth. Anyhow, in the healing phase symptom of the ducts of the tear glands, there will not be any swelling of the tear glands before the affection of the ducts. But a duct gland may get enlarged following the occlusion of the excretory ducts. This may often lead to the misdiagnosis of the tumor of the lacrimal gland. Here, the principle of biological handedness is applicable along with whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. The incidence of the blockage of the tear ducts is not uncommon. This occurs in the cases of infants and newborns when they are distressed, both when they are not getting attention or wanting to be seen and when they are distressed for being exposed to too many visitors or not wanting to be seen. Dacryocystitis is a very common medical condition occurring especially in children where there is an obstruction of the nasolacrimal duct occurring with swelling and redness of the area between the eye and the nose, including the lacrimal sac. This is also claimed by conventional medicine as a case of infection and they call it as tear sac infection. There will be excessive watering in the affected eye with teary appearance. The swellings can become large depending upon the intensity of the conflict and subjectivity of the person. If the person is right-handed and the conflict is associated with mother or child, the affection will be in the left eye, and if the conflict is associated with the partner, it will be in the right eye. Remember, all these medical conditions of dry eyes or watery eyes are occurring due to healing phase due to two different mechanisms. Dry eyes is due to the obstruction of the tear ducts, and watery eyes due to the backup of tears. With a concurrent water retention, as it happens during a syndrome, the swellings may be increased considerably with an active abandonment conflict. We have many a time explained earlier the phenomenon of syndrome or kidney collecting tubule syndrome with the involvement of both a water retention due to an abandonment or existence conflict and any SBS in the healing phase. Here we conclude the biological special program of the excretory tear ducts. With a fresh topic, we will again meet tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.